All right, y'all. Welcome to the Purple House. Y'all, this is season 6. This is a brand new season, so this is like really badass. A couple of you guys who are on the panel had told you came back from the end of season 5. So before we meet the new peeps, we're going to talk to the ones that were from season 5. What's going on, DJ Damien?
What's up? How are we doing, people?
All right. How have you been, sir?
Of course, fabulous. You know, got new hairdo.
Right.
To Moa.
Yes.
Over here.
Yes. That's what's up. And we also have my good, lovely
Sir Spontaneous.
Why I always get caught up in that.
It's okay. I told you I'm not memorable.
Can we change your name to Sir Aaron Esquire?
How the hell you expect me to remember that? It'll be my name and I won't even remember.
Won't even know it. Oh, how you doing, babe?
Same old, you know, living, existing, one day at a time.
That's what's up. And we also have a special guest on the show. We have Jeremy. What's going on, babe?
What's cracking, y'all? I'm back in the NOLA.
That's what's up, the NOLA 504. And we also have new cast members that are now a part of the Purple House, so they will be on here, like, sporadically. I learned that word from Clues. We have... What
do
you want me to call you? You want me to put your name on the show?
I mean, there you can. It's fine.
All right.
Okay.
No
doubt
the
same
out there.
And so, call me Jordy Mia Trash. That's what I go by for Instagram.
So. All right. Johnny is on this money. Y'all have to teach Dr. Satan how to make an Instagram page because he don't have it. So he needs that. That's what happens when you live in the woods. So how are you, Jay Moots?
I'm doing really good, yeah.
Welcome to the show. And y'all, we also have another person, or should I take that back and say entity, that's going to be a part of the Purple House. Y'all give it up for Dr. Satan. What's up, Dr. Satan?
What's good with it?
All right. Bro, I want to know, what are you a doctor?
Acquiring minds.
So, you know, like, just in case if we, like, need to give you, like, a 10-minute segment about something since you're a doctor, you know, what would it be?
Marriage counselor.
Uh-oh. We're going to have some.
I'm a doctor with a whole bunch of things.
Well,
an expert opinion.
What do you mean?
Have you been married?
I don't know about that because you know you can't talk to people about marriage if you're not married.
Who can tell them not to get married?
I have been.
He's one of those sex doctors.
He's like Dr. Ruth.
All right, y'all. Welcome everyone to the table tonight. This is our new season. So y'all, we're gonna start this off with the first topic. And if y'all stay tuned, the next show will be done tonight as well, which we still working on the title for that one. So y'all, topic tonight right now is pegging. Is it gay or straight? Before we get started, I would ask for one of y'all who are on the panel, could y'all like define that word pegging and tell me what it is or what it means?
When a woman fucks a guy with a strap on,
yep.
What's up, guys? Bro, pegging.
Okay, so pegging is when a woman fucks a guy with a strap on. For people who don't deal with cursing and want me to use layman terms, when a woman becomes the male and has sexual intercourse with the male in the buttocks. Okay, is that gay or is that straight? We're going to start off with...
I'll go. It's hella gay, girl. If a man wants anything in his ass, that's homosexual. If it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, it's not a turkey. It's a duck. You know what I'm saying? Like,
of course. I mean, that's your opinion. My opinion is totally different. Because, like, I would say it would be gay, but at the same time, I don't want those type of people on my team, okay? Like, not everything has to be gay or gay related. Like, I know a couple.
But it's anal does not mean that's gay.
Exactly, because.
I'm not picking your ass. fake or non fake.
Okay, so if you're
but it's not,
but if you stick your dick in a female's ass, is that female gay?
No,
okay, so that's it's the same instance. Am I right or am I wrong?
I think you're right. I feel like this. You ain't just
now
got
a woman. He has done it.
Sticking something in a man's ass don't mean he's gay because at the same time, it's a woman and sex should be free. That means you should go all the way to the max and you're going to go to the max with the person you're with.
If you're going to do it gay or straight,
that's who you feel comfortable doing that with. Go for it.
Define.
Yes, I find it just as like disturbing as you do. But at the same time, people are fucking weird. People do really weird shit. I cannot judge and I have no room to judge. All I know is, bitch, keep that shit in the bedroom. You want to peg somebody, go for it. That's your field day.
To where something new, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like Eve eating the fucking apple. Like, she realized what evil and good and evil was. If you let a fuck a man's ass, he might like that shit and start getting fucked by a man.
But that's all on that man, though.
Okay, but what if he's the one who wants it?
That's the role reversal.
She might have helped him find his real self. You never know.
Confusing and this is stupid and just like, yeah, go fuck a man.
But it's a sexual position or a sexual act.
I don't follow.
And to define a gay or straight is having to define who's doing the action.
See, this is how I feel about the situation. In my mind, they say that.
In my mind.
Yeah, I can only imagine what's going on in that mind, girl.
they say that, you know, when a girl or a bottom goes down on a guy, that's being submissive because of the hand on the head.
Right.
But in my mind, it's the other way. It's that if I feel like I'm laying with you and you fucking me, then I'm submissive because you are over me, you handling me. You
know
what
I'm saying?
Some guys
do like to be, even straight guys like to be submissive.
And with that being said, if it gets to that point for it to be a role reverse for the pegging situation, then that man has became submissive.
Well, yeah,
right. Which means that he became a bottom.
Not necessarily.
Well, my thing is,
yeah,
like,
instant, yeah,
hand,
but not necessarily permanently.
You have a man's penis in your mouth. He's a submissive one because like, you bite that bitch, he's through. You know what I'm saying? You don't put your hand on the head. You just sit back and enjoy the ride. You know what I'm saying? You do all that extraness. You know what I'm saying? That's not just my thing. Like, I don't like that.
I feel you, Jay. But wait. What you saying, Johnny Nude? Because this is an interesting topic. Like we
for you, I guess, not me necessarily.
Okay, yeah. I have a really funny story. So once upon a time, there was me and a friend of mine. Actually, okay. So I'll be like completely honest.
I got paid.
To be honest with you, Diane, so, I'm surprised.
I'm not saying nothing's wrong with that.
Wait. That, but the question on that is, when you got paid, were y'all
was it by Peggy
gay at first or
okay?
Y'all
so
was
it was
straight at first.
So it was with a friend of mine who was a female male trans. So obviously they did not have male genitalia,
right.
But they look. I mean, they look like a male.
You know
they identify as masculine. I mean, they really do. They look like a cute dude. They really do. Look, you would never know.
For real.
And then, I mean, the really bad thing about it is at the time that we did it, we both had chlamydia. So, like, we couldn't tell whether or not that, like.
If the story wasn't already fine, it got
a whole
lot of fire.
Okay, so.
We giving ourselves a round of applause, bitch. Hello.
So
standing ovation.
What had happened was a friend of mine had let me know that the guy that I was seeing, who's also seeing this other person, it was like a weird triangle thing.
See, I don't like
that
shapes.
I contracted that I more than likely had chlamydia through one of them. And so we all three realized, we all have chlamydia, so that means we can all only sleep with each other until we get treated, which is only a couple days because like the Crescent Care was closed. It was the weekend. So like, and it's the weekend. Come on. And so like, so we only all three slept with each other, which we had never done before. On top of that, so like, it was really, and we were tripping on acid at the time too. So like, it was really fucking weird. I'm just gonna say that.
Oh,
it was totally thrown off. But long story short, eventually, me and my other friend, that was the female to male trans. Went back to my house and
hit it again.
No, we proceeded to try because we talked about it earlier when we were tripping. Like, this is a really cool idea. Why not? Let's do it. Because I'm already like normally submissive bottom. And so Yeah, it was not comfortable at all. It was we tried three different types of strap-ons, and they're horrible. they're just not meant to go out there.
That's
weird.
So,
but it might have been because we had chlamydia. I don't know. So you got- I mean, that might have made it hurt.
At the same time, like. When doing that, like I said in the pre-show, when I've been with a lot of, you know, straight guys, and like they'll be on top doing their thing, and I'll like, you know, slide my hand like down their back to their ass or whatever, and they'll do the quick swoop, you know, like no, don't play with that ass. You know what I'm saying? So
see, I have that.
Just because you like it in the booty does not mean you're gay. If you're gonna make it that way, then you have to define. You have to define. Okay, girls getting dick in a booty—is that gay or is that straight?
It's only because
it's by a male. So you have to classify and you have to define it the same way. Pegging is the same way as saying.
It's just a social construct that exists within today's time.
So y'all saying the dick is the dick? It don't matter if it's coming from a man or a woman.
Correct, because it's in 2021, where
it's not the dick, it's the intent.
The gender is like
who's doing the action.
Gender has like no limit now. Like you could be whatever you want to be with your body. Like it's
went from LGBT
to
all these other fucking
letters. Because a man might like
minus two.
Love getting paid. Love is as getting penetrated, but like only if it's by a female. And that is still a sexual action, so it's still straight sex.
Because we males have prostates, women don't, correct? Is that true? Is that a scientific fact?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So males like sometimes like to get their prostate, you know.
Exactly.
And that's what stimulates it. I saw on the fucking definition, it also said summarized about basically the practice may also involve stimulating the male genitalia. Stimulating, meaning.
So that means you have to, if you gonna fuck him in the ass, you have to make him come.
Basically, yes.
Okay. That's what they.
That's
what
the intended purpose of you going in my ass to begin with.
Yeah, that's what fucking so confusing and just so mind boggling.
Because you know they have machines that you could put into a male without them jerking off or whatnot, where they'll make them like semen come out because it's it's supposed to like so they can get sperm from you so they can, you know, make children or put it in like sperm banks. Yeah,
get out of here.
Girl, you never heard about that story way back in it? Girl, that was like a thing. Some woman went all crazy when I was stealing these men's fucking nut and everything. I was like, girl, down.
You got to say something about this. They're telling me that they have a machine that can be
anal probe, so to speak.
Put inside a man's
not
body.
Even surgically, girl. You could do it with just like roofie that motherfucker. He'd be out for like 5 minutes,
like
girl, to go in it. Yeah.
Race car and just slide it up in.
Yeah, girl.
Talk about basketball lines.
Yes, bitch. Yeah, so
what you think about that, Dr.
Say? I don't know about no machines or nothing like that, but
you like
it. They do it for horses to get the certain sperm so they can make sure. If they do it for animals, basically gonna do it for people.
I love when my girl pets me. Don't have no shame in it. Fuck a nigga who thank it. If you want to call it gay, well, then I'm gay today. But
it's a new
to
day.
Me, it's not being gay because only how you could be gay if it was involving another male.
Yes, correct.
But it's not
masculine,
involving a male.
Masculine.
For you to be gay, you got to be doing something sexual with a male,
exactly.
Not a female.
Okay, so my question.
The females pump you with her pussy, like, and that's different. You have a dick in your ass, like that's you're not gay, you're curious about it.
Okay,
but
at the end of the
wait. It's the same thing as if a male put his dick in a female.
He's curious.
Okay, I have a question.
We may have an answer.
Because he wants it, he's doing it because the female wants it.
Hold up, panel. Dr. Satan. So, if you got paid and you wasn't sexually fulfilled yet, let's just say.
Did you get nut when you were paid?
And you
did you finish? Did you get yours?
I just pegged and then I went back to humping after.
But did you get yours? That was my question. Like when she pegged
during that session, I got mine, but not like right while she's pegging me.
No. Okay, that's what I was talking about. Like initially, that was just helping you to get to that point, correct?
Yeah.
It was building suspense, so to speak, so you can get to your climax, and then after that, you would have your resolution.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sexual act.
It's the steps. that you have to take for each individual. Like, they have their different rituals.
What you just said just made me think about what I said, because I'm like, if you start off with something small, you're going to go to the next thing, and then the next thing, because in my mind, sex is like a tattoo. You get that first one that hurts so bad that make you want more.
Right, but the thing is, though, like, yeah, it can go that way. Then the male.
But you can't want no
then
thing,
that's,
I'm saying.
That's
what
when
more
it's
can
game.
You get after you get
that's
that?
That's when they start
being... Don't ask that question, because I promise you someone has an answer and we're not looking for it.
We're totally going to find that out, but we will find out after a word from our sponsors. Y'all, this is the Purple House. Damien, run that track, please.
Cue me up. We had
discussion. Yeah, this discussion is good, y'all.
I'm sorry, I have to hear about this.
I got you, though, boo. I got you, though. You're ready.
Oh, but see, you should get paid more often.
I don't get paid. I get the real
thing. Turning them off for Coco Bane under degree. Chefs, cause she's a train fly. She's so bougie. I'm never deep. I'm a savage. Had a tooth nasty. Talk big shit, but my bank account match it. Hood, but I'm classy.
It's like I have a hot mouth bad. I'm like, bitch.
Yeah, the straight silicone smell.
Oh, God, no! I don't feel like any keg
using,
today.
We were using silicone based lube. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my name down,
tipping and reverse it. It's your primitive plan here. All right, y'all, all right, and we're back with the Purple House Season 6. This is the first episode of Season 6, y'all. I went from 5 seasons, and in the last season, it ended in gunshots. I bet y'all want to know what happened, but you will have to actually sign up exclusively to find out, and that info will be out very soon. And that only goes out to the special loyal subscribers of the Purple House. So make sure y'all check that out. And I also want to give a shout out to my girl Chrissy out there in Houston. She's doing a podcast called CC Inspires. Make sure y'all check that out. She talks about things such as depression and anxiety. So I think she's gonna she's trying to like get into this doctor situation like you, Dr. Satan. You know that shit?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Ain't that crazy? But y'all make sure you check her out. It's CC Inspire. She's on Spotify. Y'all back to our topic of kegging.
Oh my God. I did not think you were going to come back to it.
Oh yeah, we have to come back to it. You can't just come on.
And I'm not dissing any of those people who do the pegging. I give you more power to it. Cause like I have my fair share of weird sexual things that I like to do. It doesn't involve that, but hey,
water
go for
sports?
It. No,
that's
no.
That's going to be a topic, too, because I want to get into water sports.
I'm down. What's up?
I do Marco Polo, but not in that fashion. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
What's up? Oh, that's BDSM. BDSM. I'm turning my room into a dungeon, by the way.
I thought you was going to do the leopard.
No, it's going to be a leopard leather dungeon.
Oh, that's going to be powerful.
It's going to be awesome. Watch. Just see. Just wait. Outside. I'm getting my discipline bench tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's
what's up. Okay. I've been a bad boy.
There's a bench for that. All right.
So, strapped completely down.
We're going to do some BSDMing.
BSDM.
I got to whip it home.
Did I say that right?
No, BDSM. Bullshit. Bullshit.
Okay, well, what kind of shit you doing?
Robin Williams type shit with it hanging on the door?
I said, this is 12 years of slave for me. I got to get an eye.
That man came by me and said, yeah, can I spank you on the cross? I said, no, y'all did that to Jesus. Y'all definitely did not do it to me. Oh, we got shit fucked. Anyway, y'all, Peggy, so y'all mean to tell me that I just can't. I cannot see me laying with a dude. And in my mind, I think that dude is all types of straight boy. And he rolled over to me and say, well, you know, I just wanted to tell you, I got pegged before and I kind of like it. You know, because in my mind, that's drawing an insinuation to like, hey, you want me to fuck you? And that's not about to happen, you know? So, you know, that in my mind, when it gets to that point, it's like, oh,
it's kind of just disappointing.
Yeah.
You're like, man, damn.
You know? You my sister? Get the fuck out of here.
The thing is, a man who wants that to get done is going to find, you know, for it to get done.
Thank you. Right. And that's
not
what
I'm talking about. But that does not necessarily
just
mean
depends
he wants
on the
a
mood
male
on
the
mood.
To
that
do it. That's the gay part about it. If he wants a male to do it or it doesn't matter, then that's when you become gay, bisexual, whatever you want.
Okay.
Because, but... when
it's yeah, it does. It goes in the butt. Yeah, that's what happens.
When, only when it's done by a female.
Okay,
if that's what.
Yeah,
we
pegging.
Are,
pegging is only done by a woman. Pegging is not done by a man. Because if it was done by a man, it'd be called anal sex.
Pegging. Yes.
Okay.
It is, but it's not a real dick, and it's not performed by a man.
Like I said, it looks like a duck. It leads to my question. So, Dr. Satan.
What's good with
it? Nothing. Yeah. Nothing good with it at all.
If you have not reached your sexual gratification.
They fake penis.
What happens after that? Do you want it more?
You leave disappointed.
Do y'all just switch to something different and it's forgotten about?
Are you,
you know, because like...
I think the real question is, would you ever want a real penis inside you?
No.
Because he's scared to be gay. That's just like somebody want to have their cake and eat.
See, that's what I said. That's a fake ass nigga.
But it's
a
not,
woman
but,
cannot.
But the turn on. But the thing is, the turn on is the fact that a female is doing, not the fact that a male.
Dang. It wasn't for me,
but
though.
See,
it was just kind of like, it's a
thought,
woman.
I thought that. See, my thing was, I thought that in order for you to have became gay, it has to turn you on.
You must have a
sexual
attraction. You must have a sexual attraction. You must be attracted to the same sex.
If you have sex with a man, you do have a sexual act. If you have a sex with a woman,
yeah,
you
but having a dick in your ass is not a homosexual act.
I think nowadays it really doesn't
because
matter.
That means
so many
why?
Different
that means
inclusions
you cannot do
because
that means when a male is fucking a girl in the ass that they're gay.
I think it doesn't matter. It's just fucking in the ass. Fuck it. Let's everybody get fucked in the
not
ass.
Not with a male.
Dildos for everyone.
When a male is fucking a female in the ass. And the female is the one who
wants
it.
I don't like
dildos.
I don't like
it. Is the one who wants it. It's not gay.
It's like buying product out of somebody's trunk.
You cannot say, when you watch straight porn, that I'm now watching gay porn because this female wants it in the ass.
That's
not
curious.
But...
it's
you
the
know,
same
I can
action.
I can totally agree with
it's
that.
It's the action.
Because like I said, y'all, in my mind.
It's who does
bro,
the
I don't
want to
go there ever.
It's who does
like,
the action.
In my mind, since I've always been with boys.
It's like, hey, given or receiving a blowjob does not make you gay.
Program in a woman's mode. You know, like since I've been with dudes my whole life, I've never been with a girl like that. I ate pussy during my college phase. You know what I'm saying? And I told y'all about that, the cocaine.
Oh, yeah,
shit. Yeah. You know, but.
I'm glad I wasn't told.
You didn't know? Oh, bitch. Bitch. Pussy tastes like cocaine.
Bitch, I've been there. I done that.
It tastes like cocaine. For real. But anyway, I ain't gonna get back into that subject. But yeah, it's a long story. But
so would you do it again?
No. No, because I was too scientific.
But that does that actually make you straight because you did it?
No, but
exactly.
Curious,
it's the
like,
same thing.
But like,
it's the same.
If I'm having sex with a dude and I've been with dudes all my life and he turns around and says that he want to get fucked too, I'm not fucking him and I will never fuck with him.
He gotta go. If he ain't made our bills, he gotta go.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we could become friends.
Yeah.
But
we can go
for
a dick together.
These cookies.
I have a question.
Ever.
So, if you peg this, like you're just being curious.
So, in my mind, I see myself as being a woman.
Generally, I have this problem.
Everybody views me as trans.
But that's just like if, okay, but that's if, like, it's the same thing. Like, you can't call that if a man, like, is with a girl and she turns around and say, hey, I want an ass. And she's like, no, I'm not doing that. That does not make him gay.
He can go find it though, because he's curious. But
it does not make him gay. He's gonna go find the next woman. He's not gonna go. If he finds the next guy, then, or if he finds a guy, then yeah, that's gay. But if we're going off about the definition, and you saying pegging is when
it has
a female,
it has to be done by a peggy. If you're gonna get pegged,
not
peggy, has to peg.
It's not pegging if a male is pegging.
Oh, hell.
It's not pegging because pegging has to do with
a Peggy, Eileen, yes. Irene, any of those.
Is that a question? So I understand the pegging. He's curious. I think that's just being curious. You know what I'm saying? If he does it more than once, I mean, that's just like you're like going to the swap shop and you're trying to really want to get it. You know what I'm saying?
But he's not.
Well,
wanting
I have
it from
a brother.
A he wants it.
I was adopted by his family, and he has this situation where like he felt comfortable enough to tell me how he was sexually, like how he does his thing, mm-hmm. and he's with a girl. And they've been together for, I want to say, like 4 years now. And he likes to get pet, but he only allows her to do it. It's right. only with her. And she is a full-blown woman. She's not, you know.
So she put on that on a strap-on?
Yes.
A big one or a little one?
See, I don't ask those type of questions.
You got to know.
That's my brother. I don't want to know. His name. He has a nickname from high school because blood loss. Because for some fucking reason, the band, the need to, like, put this kid, tie him up, and leave him upside down for some reason. He got a hard on, and everybody in the band just thought to go look at it. Looked like I was fucked up on some weed, so I just fell asleep. But yeah, from that, like, I don't know that type of personal experience other than from him, the pegging thing. Mm-hmm. But from his, like, perspective, he only likes it done by a female.
Right.
He doesn't.
That's what
so
the
you
definition
know, he covers up the fact of that he might want
to
be
yeah.
people
it's
that
it's
because, you, because pegging, by definition, if you want to, if you want. Anything else is not pegging. Because it's
okay.
not with a female fucking a male.
Okay. So, y'all, we're going to summarize this up with our last reviews. So, we're going to start off with Jeremy. Jeremy, gay or straight?
That's what the first time is this gay curious. That if you keep doing it, you're just these gay just don't want to admit it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just don't want to admit it.
We already have enough bad players on our team. We don't need more, okay?
Okay. Everybody wants to be checked into a box. Like, this is simple. It's simple.
All right, DJ Damon. Peggy, gay or straight?
It's neither. It's a sexual act.
Okay.
It all depends on who's performing the act.
Now, see, what you just said was an oxymoron. That either means, is it?
You can't call it gay or straight. You can only call it gay or straight if you're defining it by who's doing the action.
So pegging straight.
We're
doing closing remote.
Yeah, straight. Straight.
All right, Dr. Satan. Pegging, gay or straight?
Always straight all day.
Straight all day. We got two straights, one gay. Spectacular, spontaneous.
The one and only.
I say straight because, well.
Boy.
Okay, we got three straights, one gay.
You went up in my book.
Johnny
Lewis. Tell you that.
I think nothing is really gay or straight nowadays. It's just too fucking broad, honestly. Right. So, I mean, like, I think really, like.
It's, you better come through like, oh,
I'm just saying. I mean, like, because think of all gender identities. Think of my situation in particular.
I'm gay.
Mine was a female that was a male that was pegging a gay guy who's a submissive with silicone. So, I mean, like, where are we going in the world?
I was worried about that shit, and that made me feel like in my mind I was gay. Because that wall is really, really hot as fuck.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, like,
take his clothes off.
What happens if you get pegged by a female to male trans in, like, a furry costume that's really a fucking unicorn? I mean, like, really,
well,
like.
At the same time, the ones that wear the furry costumes.
Welcome to 2021, bitches.
Y'all, the furry costume wears have big long dick.
I got a furry costume in my room, real talk.
Y'all heard that, America.
Just saying.
Okay, what is the
one? I kind of like what he said. Like,
so now you're about to
retract. I'm just adding on to
it. Are you serious?
Sexual
things,
but I
just
still.
You can't do that.
But you want to check everything in the boxes and stuff.
It's
a
like
sexual.
Yeah, you can do it. Put it out.
I can do what I want, nigga. It's my face.
All right, Dr. Satan. All right, Dr.
Okay,
Satan.
You got permission. You want me to be on your Facebook? You always on my Facebook.
This is my closing remarks on it, y'all. Do I think that pegging is gay or straight? honestly, y'all, I'm fucked up in the head, so I can't say it. I don't know. But if you think you about to come and lay down with me, you better keep that shit a goddamn secret. Because I don't want to know if you got it in your booty. Because only person gets it in the booty is moi. Y'all.
One more thing.
Yes.
You can name out who's going to rap against who.
Not yet, because we still have to talk about Star Wars not here again. You know, and we have to like see who's gonna be in for the rap battle, which is going to be Friday. So make sure y'all like totally check that out. You know, I learned how to do that from what's that doggone movie? When no girl was that? Oh yeah, just how I remember name. Jessica. What movie that was?
House Money or whatever.
House Money. Yeah. Jessica. But anyway, y'all, thank y'all for listening to. I cannot do that without letting y'all get y'all creds out. Damien, for those who want to reach you in the social media world, how can they reach you?
You can reach me on Instagram at DamienDancer84. Facebook, Damien. You just mad because you is look, Dr. Satan
way,
is no
way better dancing than you.
Oh, yeah, we're gonna see about that. Please, let's
go. I'm gonna record that. That's the exclusive.
Oh, when the song plays, we're gonna get him. Let's go.
Not tonight. That's another show.
All right, and Dr. Satan,
yeah,
where can our social media audience see you?
I'm kind of old school still. I just got the Facebook, man, Jason Wiley.
Facebook.com.
Get his shit.
Ain't no shame. Jason Wiley.
You ain't gonna get nothing. They're
gonna give me back. They're gonna give me shit. Johnny New, where can the social media world meet you at?
You can find me on Instagram at Tattoo Loop Garu. It's the word tattoo, LOUPGARO.
That's what's up. And not only that, since you mentioned tattoos, you know, if anybody that's listening out here, you know, wants to get a tattoo, where can they come and see you at?
I work at Tattoos by Taz. I'm in Tilly Boulevard in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Oh, that's what's up, y'all. And I know Taz personally. He's totally great on doing his artwork, and his artists there are the bomb diggy. So make sure y'all check him out over there at Taz Studios out there in Gentilly. And next, but certainly not the least. Why you got to put it in? Wait, what you put up there? Sir Spontaneous what?
Esquire.
Oh, yeah, you got to put the ESQ, baby. Okay, Spawn Esquire. Where can our social media audience grace your presence?
You can grace my presence on Instagram at Sir_Spawn_Taneous. So hit me up, follow me, because I have so much exciting things to do in my life.
He does, because he's about to be a very great spokesperson very soon. So
damn right.
Make sure y'all check out his social
get
media
that
site. And Jeremy, where can the world see you and grace your face?
Well, we're going to start off with our Snapchat, and that is
Lord.
We got a whole... Are you kidding the Vincent
part? This thing y'all buy space and everything,
I don't know, bro. I just...
He's the voice of
Thriller. Jeremy, capital JERAMEE, Price. That's my Snapchat. My TikTok is Jeremy, at J_Z717.
You need to like learn how to memorize this, because this is something that you should know.
My
Facebook is
Jeremy L. Price, and that's capital JERAMEE, capital L, period. Capital
just look up Jeremy Price.
Yeah, exactly. Right. On all social media platforms.
On social media platforms, that's with an S, so he's on multi-million.
I'm trying to get
TikTok.
They can all get paid, girl.
Oh yeah, and
people are into pegging, people are into TikToking, you know? Hey, 2021 is bringing new options.
A dude off of Grindr was telling me to follow him on TikTok. What the fuck that mean? On TikTok like that? Not even Twitter got nasty. Twitter got some nasty shit going on.
Snapchat, they had this on FSF. Yo, FSF, whatever. They're selling naked pictures and sex videos.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know that. That's another topic. Sure. So y'all, this is the Purple House, y'all, and we are signing off. Y'all catch the next show. And what is it supposed to be about?
I have no idea.
Your social media content.
I heard about mine. They know where I'm from. Y'all know where to pick me up at. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and that's about it. Also, y'all, I'm actually filling out this application for this this game show that's going to be it's going to be videotaped in Quebec. So it's for Who's the Next Fashion Hero. So I put in an application for that, and hopefully y'all, I get like picked out of the hundreds of thousands.
Did you get the vaccine?
Yeah, well, I ain't got it yet. Don't jinx me, because my friend from Houston already said she got the shit. And she got it all late. And it ought to take us New Orleanians to get shit late, your lip. You know. But anyway, thank y'all for listening to the Purple House.
What the fuck?
We will holler at y'all later. DJ Damien, run that track.
Roll that. DJ Damien.
Oh, yes.
DJ Damien.
Get her thighs spread just like. Looking till it gets jammed, don't shake. Look.